Business English Power Episode 38. Aloha and welcome to Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you are new to the show, I have a lot of experience in business right now, working for a Fortune 500 company, but also teaching in Japan, doing corporate training for 13 years and teaching English additional 5 years over in Japan for a total of 18. And so that's how I picked up the name Al Sensei, living over there. So some people might call me that. Whatever you know me as, hey, thank you for joining me today. We've got a great episode today. This is one of my favorite things to go over, at least when I was face-to-face with my clients over in Japan. And so we're going to try to translate that over to the show today. I'm sure it's going to work. We're going to talk about shaking hands and how to give the perfect handshake. All right, so you don't want to miss this one. It's really valuable, really powerful, as always. Now, please, if I may ask you, please to share this episode. Again, share it with a friend, a classmate, a colleague, someone who would benefit from learning how to shake hands, especially if they need it for business. It's really, really important. And we're going to talk about that in this episode. And please feel free to leave a review in Apple Podcasts if you have just 30 seconds of your day. And I would love to hear your review, your feedback on Apple Podcasts. Or if you're in Spotify, please, you can leave your answer to the question, how was the episode, at the end. And I would love to see what you have to think or what you have to say and think about this episode as well. So let's get to it today. Thanks again for joining. So how do we give the perfect handshake? Well, first we need to go back a little bit and talk about why this is important. Well, if you think about it, back in our history, back in the, you know, human history, well, you know, we were, people were fighting for resources, right? And people were hunting and gathering and, you know, they were warring families and tribes and things like that. So, you know, of course, people were making weapons and clubs and swords and things like that. And so the ultimate gesture of peace was to show your empty hand, right? And when you show your empty hand, that means you are, yeah, you are coming in peace to negotiate or to talk or to chat. And perhaps as that naturally evolved to where the next step of communication, where now we're friends, we are maybe going to work together. Well, the ultimate gesture then is to shake hands. Okay, and I'm guessing that's how the gesture had evolved over the years until what has become today. Now, of course, shaking hands doesn't exist all over the world. It is primarily a Western, something coming out of Western culture. For example, as I mentioned, I was in Japan for a long time. Well, naturally, they don't shake hands in Japan. Instead, they do a different greeting, a different gesture, which is bowing. And that's their sign of respect to each other. But as English has kind of taken over as the international business language, and Western culture has been kind of the, you know, what people are basing and modeling their business interactions on, well, shaking hands has become a global gesture. And so that's why we want to talk about it today and how to do it properly so that we make a great impression. Remember, we always say you can never make a second impression, right? It's your first impression that is the most important. Okay, so or we can never redo the first impression. So we always want to make sure that we are doing it the best we can, and that it will increase our chances of doing business successfully with that person and making a great first impression. Now, how do we do it? Well, in my years of teaching and consulting, training in Japan, I've boiled it down to two basic steps or two things to remember in order to give the perfect handshake. So if you can remember these two things every single time and do them, you will be giving the perfect handshake and making the best first impression possible. So that's it We're going to focus on these two. Do you know what they are? Well, number one, make eye contact. Okay, every time you shake hands, you should be making eye contact. So it doesn't even have to do anything with your hand. It's making eye contact. And, you know, think about it. Okay? That's really, really important when you meet someone, in general, of course, but specifically for a business negotiation or business meeting, right? So when you meet someone for the first time, definitely make eye contact. That helps build trust and comfort, right? At least in Western culture, when you're doing business with an American or doing business with anyone from the Western world, it helps build trust, which is very, very important. In fact, it's the foundation for doing business. All right, so that is step one. Pretty simple. I mean, in terms of just remembering, right? But also doing it shouldn't be that hard. Now, what is the second one? Well, this is probably the more important of the two. Well, they're both equally important, we'll say. But this is the one that a lot of, at least my students, really didn't know. Okay, a lot of them could guess eye contact, but a lot of them couldn't guess the second one. Well, the second one is to give a firm handshake. Firm handshake. That's what we say in English, firm. And what does that mean? Well, firm simply means tight or solid, okay? Strong. So all these words could be used, but the common word that we use is firm, okay? So just maybe steady, okay, is a good way to think of it. All right, so when you grip the other person's hand in a handshake, you should feel some strength coming from their hand. It should not be weak. Okay, you should not just hold your hand out and leave it, you know, without gripping. You know, imagine like a tennis racket. Okay, so if you're holding a tennis racket or a baseball bat or whatever, you know, we'll use tennis racket as an example. Well, you know, if you're holding a tennis racket, you have to grip it to hold it up, right? Or if you just kind of make your hand weak, the tennis racket will fall from your hand, right? So a lot of people who don't know how to handshake properly, and this, you know, I've experienced this many, many, many times, will just kind of put their hand out, and it's, as we say in English, kind of like a dead fish. You know, there's no grip in the handshake, and so it's very weak. And in the Western world, and I'll just say as an American, that means that you are weak. It means your personality is weak. That's kind of the subconscious message that we're receiving. Okay, so you definitely do not want to give a weak handshake. Okay, so again, they don't need to be over powerful. I met a gentleman the other day. He was in the military. He squeezed my hand like really, really hard, and I won't forget it. So, again, it's probably better to over squeeze rather than under squeeze. Okay, so definitely you want to grip, give a bit of a squeeze, right? I guess that's a better word to use, and that means you're giving a firm shake. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. Number one, make eye contact. Two, make sure you're giving a firm handshake and okay, not weak. Now, the other things, you know, some of the side things that people have mentioned, and I'm sure you might have some questions. Again, these are, again, important, but not the most two important things. If you remember those two, then you'll be giving a really, really good handshake, and I would say a perfect handshake. Now, a couple of things people have asked in my journey along the way teaching in Japan. Oh, well, Al, should it always be with your right hand? Should it be with your left hand? Generally speaking, we shake with our right hand. It's kind of rare to shake with the left, so you probably won't encounter that very much. I would just follow along, let the other, if you're not American, if you're not part of the, you know, like a Western culture, maybe for now, let the other person lead and you can kind of follow along what they're doing. Okay. So if they lead with the left, then you'll probably shake with the left. That's very rare, but most people lead with the right. And so you'll shake with your right hand. Now other people ask, well, actually, Al, how many times do we shake? You know, how many times do we go up and down? Again, to me, it's not so important. It might be a couple of times, like a get like a 1-2 and then done. Some people want to shake a couple of, you know, maybe 2 or 3 times and then release. But the other thing to be aware of is to not keep gripping when the other person is trying to release. And that has happened to me sometimes when, you know, you shake 2 or 3 times and then I'm trying to release my hand, but the other person kind of keeps gripping my hand, so like holding it for longer. So when you kind of, you know, feel the other person releasing, you can release as well. So keep those things in mind. But again, we don't want to overcomplicate it, but we do want to teach those basics. Make sure you're doing those two things, making eye contact and giving a firm handshake, and you will be giving a perfect handshake. All right. So thanks so much. I hope it's been helpful. We're going to wrap it up there. So please subscribe to Business English Power, and you won't want to miss another single episode because we've got these style episodes, many, many more coming out very soon. I'm hoping to have more interviews. We can talk to people in the business world and talk about their experiences, particularly for those who are not native English speakers. Yeah? So hopefully that's coming down the pipes pretty soon. But whatever the case may be, we are going to be putting out quality episodes and giving lots of value as we move forward. So make sure to subscribe and follow the podcast so you don't miss any one of them. And go back and review the ones that you have missed. Right? Thanks so much for listening today. We are going to wrap it up. Remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.